I know I shouldn't lose my temper, but I'd heard enough from that insolent wretch and I gave him a backhander or two. Couldn't have lived with myself if I hadn't. Next thing, I've got three of them manhandling me into a cell. I tell you, I never thought I'd see the day it took so much muscle to get a poor, defenceless old lady behind bars. Reckon they thought they'd leave me to cool off. But what with the uncomfortable bed and me with my errands to do, well, by morning I was livid. I didn't let on at first, of course. Thought I'd see how the land lay. But when this suited bit of a kid started asking the most rude and personal questions, well, I'm afraid I saw red. I had a damn good try at fetching his eye out, and I'd have had it clean out of its socket if he hadn't pressed one of them alarm buttons and had half the police station running in to help. I can tell you, I was quite pleased with the mess I made. I'm not as young as I used to be. Anyway, that did it. Next thing, they brought out the white coats and the needles, just like before. Then this doctor comes to see me up at St. Jude's. Smart-looking chap, and didn't he know it. Brings this great thick phial with him too. "What's that?" I said. "This is your life?" It was too. All my records going back donkey's years. Things they reckon I'd done. Things they locked me away for. What they never seemed to take into account is what those men did to me. Take George Robinson. He'd have had me at the altar back in 1959 if he hadn't tried out his wares on that skinny tramp from the factory. I thought, in the circumstances, that a couple of ripped throats was being merciful. I'm only flesh and blood, you know. But some people don't get any luck in this life, because blow me down if the same thing doesn't happen the minute I'm out and breathing fresh air. Ned Jacobs and that farm tart making a proper fool of me. I followed them to the old barn and made use of that petrol Ned's father was saving for the shortage. Made a cosy little blaze, and no mistake. But that's old business. It's what happened this morning that's got my goat. The doctor shows me this bit of paper. "Looks like you've come out of retirement, Miss Wilson." I let it go. I thought, whose heart will you be breaking tonight? He had that twinkle about him, you know the kind. "I'd like you to read it and tell me what you think, Miss Wilson," he says in that oh-so-smooth voice. Reckons I wrote it last night after one of those psycho sessions or whatever he calls them. Looked a bit like my writing, but these mental doctors can have you believing black's white. "Well, Miss Wilson," I said, "somebody's been a naughty girl.